From high above ringside at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, this is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and this is the Stanley Cup Playoffs on the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. Stone a takeaway, slides it left, Stevenson levitating far side, drops it into the corner for Eichel. Looking out high again, Hanifin shoots, and it goes in, deflected in front, and Vegas takes the lead. Mark Stone parked between the circles, got a piece of the wrist shot from out high. Welcome back, Mark Stone. 16 goals in the regular season. He opens the scoring in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Power play goal for the Knights. It comes just a minute into the power play at a minute and 23 seconds into the game. Hanifin got the wrist shot straight on. Stone, with his back to the net, reached to his right, got a piece of the drive with his stick. Swatted down the boards by Pavelski. Now into the slot. Extra pass hops over the stick of Ben at the right goal line. Just as the penalty time ticks under 10 seconds. Lindell skating it back in, a drive. Zane Thompson pokes the rebound to the far corner. Knights have the puck in their own zone. Left to right, here's Zach Whitecloud. Advances it right wing for Stone. Try to pitch it in, got knocked down by Harley. Stone again toward the goal. A stop on the doorstep. Great opportunity at the right side of the crease for Tomas Hertl. Jake Ottinger holds his ground. Marchman on the far side, leveled in the corner. McNabb knocks his man down. Puck played out of the corner. Turnover, Suter score! Turnover by the Knights deep in their own zone, and Ryan Suter, who had two goals in 82 games, gets the Stars even at 1-1. 7 minutes into the first period, a mistake by the Knights leads to instant offense for Dallas.
Vegas had been real clean with the puck all game long, and then this is just a really easy mistake to prevent. Along the wall, and Carrier and McNabb, they get control of it, and Carrier goes to pitch it, I think, into the middle of the ice, hoping for like a little bump out, and no one's there, and Suter steps right into it. It's tipped off of Theodore and goes in.
Looks like there's going to be a challenge here from the Golden Knights, potentially for offside.
Well, they're usually not wrong on those.
After coach's challenge, it was determined that the play was offside at 12:54. We have no goal on the play.
Mulligan for William Carrier and the Golden Knights. 12th career postseason game for Anthony Mantha. Finished with 44 points in 74 regular season games. Knights in on the right. Barbashev with Marchessault in front. Marchessault shot. He scores. Vegas takes a 2-0 lead. And last year's Conn Smythe Trophy winner opens this postseason in style. Marchessault, 42 goals in the regular season, one goal in one playoff game. Brilliant centering pass by Barbashev. It was in and out in a blink through the five hole of Ottinger.
Real simple hockey by the Golden Knights and smart hockey. Mantha dumps it in to get his team off for a good change. And then Vegas comes in. Barbashev wins a battle on the wall, brings it right down. A little pass to Marchessault. It's perfect gap. That Marchessault has a little bit of space, and he just rifles it right in through the wickets on Ottinger.
With a 2.72 goals against average. Another look for Marchessault. This time a save for Ottinger. Eichel, this time on the left wing, beating Marchessault on the right. Stars get it first. McNabb knocked it down, couldn't clear. It's a stretch pass. Ben behind everybody. He's in. Score! Penalty would have been called. Ben sneaks it through the five hole. The soft touch on his backhand. Through the wickets of Logan Thompson, the Stars are on the board and now trail the Knights 2-1. Under 4 minutes to go in the first period, it's the captain of the Stars, Jamie Benn, who had 21 goals and 60 points during it all 82 regular season games. Career playoff game 84 for Jamie Benn. Remember, he was suspended for a couple of games in last year's series against the Knights. Stars won both games he was out. Yeah. So those are the only two games they won in the series. Faceoff win. Hanifin shoots. Save. Rebound. Score. Tomas Hertl right on the doorstep from the faceoff win made a beeline to the crease. The Knights strike on the power play again. Have a 3-1 lead with 2:09 to go in the first period. The initial drive went off Lindell in front. Tomas Hertl was right there and backhands it into a vacated cage. And the Knights have two power play goals in the first period. And who's the difference maker? Hurdle, instrumental on both of them. Screening Ottinger earlier. Here wins a faceoff, goes right to the net, scores one himself. Back on December the 9th, here's a takeaway for the Stars. Feed left. Robertson scores! Jason Robertson after the Knights lose it in their own zone. It's now a 3-2 Vegas lead with a minute 31 to go in the first period.
Now Mark Stone gets a little sloppy here. He's slow with the puck, and Stankoven comes with back pressure, the rookie, and takes it away from Stone and feeds Robertson. Big time play from the Western Canadian kid against another Western Canadian guy.
Lindell banks the left corner off the side of the net. Haig is there, 7 seconds. Played up the wall by Haig, not out. On the right, a shot, glove save Thompson. Flashes the mitt on the right circle shot by Mason Marchment. They drop the puck in the far circle and the horn sounds almost immediately. It is a 3-2 Golden Knights lead after 20 minutes of play in round one, game one in Dallas. I know a Dan Duva up in the radio booth. Thanks very much for stopping by. Just mentioned they've given you two assists here, a couple of power play assists. What's this first playoff game in a Knights uniform been like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of emotions, obviously. You know, going into your first game one, playoffs is always a pretty intense first period, but I thought we handled it well, and you know, a couple good power play goals there. We just got to not let them crawl back into the game. So just got to keep managing and we'll be all right.
You know, the way the things have unfolded for this team, getting guys healthy at just the right time, it's great, of course, but there are also, I suppose, some things to figure out when you've got different guys on the ice. I mean, you've never played a game with Mark Stone as a teammate. What's it been like trying to get everybody on the same page here the last couple of days and, of course, the first period?
I mean, I think everyone's, you know, professional and veteran players, and you know, you look at Stone. I mean, he's just such a smart guy. He has so much hockey sense, and you know, for guys like that, it's pretty smooth transition coming back into the game. So he's been a huge help for us in that first period. So glad to see him back on the ice with us.
The goal is one thing. The emotional boost that he provides. I know you've seen it as an opponent, but now he's on your side.
Yeah, I mean, he's our captain. He's our leader. You know, those are the guys that you want on the ice with you. And he's a super competitive player and great teammate, so we're just happy to have him back out there with us.
No, any thoughts going into the second period?
No, just gotta. I think everyone can just calm down a little bit, getting that first period out of the way and settle into the game, and just gotta, you know, we gotta check well and stay tight in their top players, and we'll be all right.
Around it goes to the right corner, just down to Nick Wasserich, but it's a steal for Watt, guides it out high. Petrangelo closing, steps right, circle, he shoots, hits the post on the long side. Offensive zone, faceoff win. Eichel gets it on the right, rink wide left. McNabb shoots and scores! A drive from high on the left side gets through Ottinger, and the Knights have a 4-2 lead. Braden McNabb, who had a career year offensively, 4 goals and 26 points, now has a playoff goal. And the Knights extend their lead back to 2. The goal comes just a minute into the second period. Stars win the left circle draw. A left point shot is a redirect. Save Thompson. Couple of rebounds, and he got those two. 4 seconds left on the man advantage. A scrum ensues in front. Counterclockwise, Barbashev left half wall. Center as he flubbed it. It's fouled. Eichel turns and shoots. Save. Rebound. Barbashev gets it out high. McNabb holds the line. Drops it right. Theodore. Right circle. Barbashev with Marchessault. Up top again, Theodore. Wrist shot. Knocked out. Eichel turnaround drive. Fanned on it. Steal for the Stars, the Vegas line. Pass right, Justin shoots, save, rebound, another save. Thompson covers to his right. Just like that, in a flash, the Stars had an on-man situation. Two big stops for Logan Thompson. It's Carlson, lost it in a drive. Save Thompson, rebound loose in front, then shoots, another save, and the clock runs out. Two saves by Logan Thompson in the final seconds of the second period to keep the Knights in the lead, 4-2. After 40 minutes of play. Hi, Keegan. Dan and Gary here in the radio booth. Thanks for joining us. What stands out to you about the first 40 minutes of today's game one?
High-paced game, a lot of energy. Two teams battling hard there, and it's looking like a little bit of a track meet right now.
This period, Logan Thompson turns away everything they fired at him. He looked like he got a little more comfortable and was real solid in the second period.
Yeah, we got the saves when we needed to from him. For us, you know, we can't be giving up that many on-man rushes. Onus is on us. You know, we're turning over the puck a little bit too much in the neutral zone, and that plays right into their hands.
What do you do in the third period?
We got the 2-goal lead right now, right? So right there itself, we got to lock things down. We can't be giving them a chance like we did there. You know, we got to play for the full 20 here hard and make them work for everything.
What's it like seeing number 28 back on your line after missing a lot of time?
Feels like home.
Keegan, thanks very much. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, guys.
Ace getting it up the left wing. Into the zone, Marchment. Lefty shoots, he scores! Oh, an easy bid from the left side, and Thompson just missed it. Well, after we just said how locked in Logan Thompson has been, not that time. Mason Marchment with a soft wrist shot from the left wall with no traffic whatsoever gets by Logan Thompson. And it's now a one-goal game with 8:14 to go in the third period. That's about as soft a wrist shot as you'll see. He went for it with the glove, and it went off the tip of his glove as he was bringing the glove downward toward the top of his pad. Went off the top of the mitt and into the goal.
Hasn't been busy in the period, and maybe fell asleep a little bit, but this is where you need him to have that short memory that Bruce Cassidy talked about.
Kind of winced and shifted to his right. Ozone, now a chance for the Knights. Ottinger, the save, a trickler, just wide. What a chance for Brett Howden. Another look, Mantha centering twice. Second one got through, but misses Eichel. 12 seconds, hints through the center logo. Hints across the line, through the right circle. To the outside, Ben shoots, shrugged off by Thompson. 6 seconds to go, on the left side. Picked up by Petrangelo. Comes to the near side wall. Johnston keeps it alive. Hints, feeds right, just by Ben Stick. And the clock runs out. Vegas holds on. 4-3 Knights, they take game one. And the first Stanley Cup playoff start for Logan Thompson is a victory. 27 saves on 30 Dallas shots. Vegas gets 4 goals on 15 shots against Jake Ottinger. Braden McNabb gets the game-winning goal, just his 4th goal in his Stanley Cup playoffs career. That one holds up, and the Knights have a 1-0 series lead after becoming the first team in this year's postseason to start a series with a road victory.